Yeah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're the link as we count down to the home opener, Nick Foles night, Eagles, Falcons. Pre-game show coming up at 6, rather. Nick Foles will join the pregame show at 7:20. Now, typically, we make our Eagles pick when we make our other picks on Friday, but we decided to wait till today to get all of the weekend games behind us. Mm-hmm.
1-2 on the weekend.
I believe I was 1-2 as well.
3-0.
All right.
Man, were you?
Yeah.
Man.
Straight up or against the spread?
Against the spread.
Oh, yeah, we do everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just make
straight
sure.
Up.
All
what
right.
Is this?
Okay.
Right. Kindergarten?
All right. We do have some. We have a little bit of interesting news. Devin White is, again, not active.
That's we weird. Go. Wasn't he a full participant in practice yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago?
Yeah. So this is about special teams. Now, yes. What's interesting is they cut Patrick Johnson to make room for Nick Gates. Patrick Johnson has been one of their best special teams player. He played the most special team snaps on the team last year, played a large amount last week. So it was interesting they cut him. But Devin White inactive is, yeah. I mean, if Vic Fangio's not going to play him, they might as well just cut him.
If
it's going to be a healthy
scratch. I wish we had an Eagles reporter who could get on the...
Well, I just...
I did
say on Friday I think he could be inactive. Just whatever. Okay. Whatever.
Just to throw that out there.
Yeah.
He could be. Well, he was inactive the first week. So.
Because he was hurt.
This guy's like a weather guy that says it'll be tomorrow like it was today.
Yeah, and I heard the weather guy's nice little shot at me.
Yeah. Tornado Shapiro?
Yeah, Tornado Shapiro, yeah.
All right. Are we ready to make our predictions?
Yeah.
All right. Who goes first, Ike?
Always. I'll go first.
Okay.
Listen, like I said, I don't expect this to be a blowout. But this will be a game that the Eagles will win 27-23. I expect Dallas Goedert to have a big game tonight as that other wide receiver or slash receiver that Jalen's going to be looking for. So, yeah, Saquon plays well. Devontae plays well. But this is a Dallas Goedert in the red zone night.
Interesting. Falcons cover, too.
27-23. Oh, yeah. What's the spread?
Five and a half.
So it's moved, what, like a point since AJ?
Yeah, 6.5 it opened. It moved a point with AJ out.
Okay.
Jack?
So I'm taking them 30-17.
Wow.
I think the Falcons are really going to struggle to score. I know it's the Eagles' defense. I get it. But I do buy into the notion that Kirk Cousins can't really move anymore. And if you shut down Bijan, I don't trust him to beat them throughout the air. So I'm going to take them 30-17.
Elliot?
So I'm taking the Eagles 23-21. I think it's going to be a close game. The Kirk Cousins not being able to move thing, he throws it so quick, I'm not sure it really matters. But ultimately, the Eagles just have way more talent than the Falcons. I think they could probably turn it over at least once and still win this game. They just have better talent, 1 through 45 of the active players tonight. So, yeah, I'm picking the Eagles.
I'm going a squeaker, weird score, 27-25 Eagles.
Oh, both by two.
How are the Falcons getting to 25? No idea, but they're going to get there. And Falcons cover as well. I think we all had Falcons covering except for Jack.
Fritz, yeah.
Obviously.
Jack, did you?
Who's the smartest betting man right now at the table?
Well, Jack. Did you bet Eagles minus 5.5?
I don't bet, Fritz.
Okay. All right.
But.
So confident.
Johnny Wilson is plus 850 for a 99 touchdown.
Oh, there
you
go.
I thought he was plus 1,400.
Well, so I got that wrong. Okay. I re-looked at the odds.
Okay.
It was plus 13,000 for two, if you're interested in those odds.
By the way, in the opener, I accidentally bet John. I thought I was betting Johnny Wilson to score a touchdown. I accidentally bet him to score two touchdowns.
Which means it's going to hit.
I did not cash it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. Which do you feel more about the game tonight, confident or nervous? 68% say they are confident.
Wow. Yes.
That's a low number.
Elliot, what does your gut tell you we see out of Jalen Hurts tonight from the most important part of what we're talking about, the mistake stuff?
So I do think he'll be better with it tonight. Last week, one thing I probably didn't take into enough account right away when watching him was it was his first game completely controlling before the snap, and I think that will impact post-snap a little bit. As I've said with you guys, I can't ignore a month of turnover-free football in training camp. It impacts me. It's what I think matters. So I think he will turn it around and be smarter with the football. The concern I have is they have two safeties that really, really make teams pay when they make mistakes. They have 19 combined interceptions over the past 3 years, 9 interceptions combined last year. So Jalen has to be smarter with the football tonight, because if he's not, they will turn those turnover-worthy plays into turnovers.
So the Packers target Quinyon Mitchell early. Mm-hmm. He handles it well. Do you think that that is something that happens to him game after game this season until people are sure that he can handle it? Like, are we going to see them target him tonight, do you think?
Yeah, I would imagine. It's either because the alternative is throwing it at Darius Slay. And so they look at that, they look at that and say, okay, I'd rather just throw at the young fella than throw at the veteran over there. But it's great practice for Quinyon, even though these are real games and it all counts and it all matters. The thing I love is that he didn't lose his willingness to compete, right? He was over there competing the entire night. And as a young fella, listen, if they throw the ball at you 10 times, they're going to catch some over there. They're going to catch some passes over there. They, you know, Drake London, whoever else was, Darnell Mooney. I mean, they moved guys over there.
Ray McCloud.
Yeah, Ray McCloud. Like he hasn't seen these level of receivers playing in the MAC. So he's going to have to prove that he can go over there and do it. And I think as long as he remains confident and he competes over there, he's going to be fine. They're going to catch their fair share, but he's going to make his fair share of plays over there as well. And I wouldn't be surprised with Kirk Cousins not really having strength in his lower extremities. You throw the ball over there, this kid, if he's playing off coverage, I wouldn't be surprised if he picks one off tonight.
Yeah, I think what's been so impressive about Quinyon to me is when the Eagles draft these guys, they get to know him before they draft them. And, you know, when they made the pick, I thought, small school guy, like, this is worrisome. Watching the way he's adjusted to the NFL, the way he was in Christian Watson's face last week, the way he talks trash to AJ and Devontae in practice, he definitely has that Jalen Mills cornerback number one mentality. Like, he just does, being around him. So I think they'll go after him tonight. But the guy I think they'll really attack is Avante Maddox. The Packers went after him early last week, had a ton of success doing it. I think Avante is on a short leash tonight if he's out there in the nickel.
See, I'm more concerned about our linebackers tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if they motion Bijan out and they put him out there, somebody has to cover him.
Pitts, too, by the way. It was another concern.
Bijan and Kyle Pitts. So Zach Bond and N'Kobe may get their opportunity. I mean, if I'm the Falcons and I'm looking at how do I attack this defense, I stay away from the outside guys. I see if these linebackers can actually cover Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson.
And as good of a camp as N'Kobe had, his worst moments was when he got lined up one-on-one on running backs.
He really
struggled against that. So, yeah, that is a matchup problem.
So Ike, what do you do scheme-wise if the weakest part of your linebacker's game is coverage? Is there something you can do? Like, are you cheating with one of the safeties to give them more help? How does Fangio try to scheme against that?
That's going to be interesting, because I would. I mean, they have to know that Bijan is their top or number two offensive weapon over there. And so you have to prepare for him in the backfield as a runner, and you also have to be prepared if he motions out as a receiver. And they probably have some rules in place today just for that. Now, I don't know if he motions out, does a safety pick him up, and the linebacker becomes sort of the robber in the hole. That's usually what happens. One guy has to go with him, and then it's either the safety or the linebacker that's left in the hole to help out on the other guys. If I'm Fangio, I don't want N'Kobe or Zach Bond out there covering Bijan Robinson one-on-one.
Could they do zone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like then, now the issue with zone is, like, they're still a relatively young team playing together. That's a lot of passing guys off.
Right. They go,
but it does avoid the one-on-one matchup.
Yes, well, and it puts more eyes.
Right, yeah.
I
do think that's N'Kobe's better game, too. He's better not in one-on-one coverage, but in zone coverage where he can look at what he's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Seize and then react.
I would say, though, that you're sort of, on some level, playing into what Kirk Cousins is able to do.
Sure.
If you're playing zone, he will find, he is a good passer, he is an accurate passer, if they find the spots in that zone.
Yeah, I think the main concern tonight for me is tackling. Because they're going to throw it quick, they're going to do bubble screens, they're going to do short slants, and if they tackle well, then it's going to take the Falcons 12, 15 plays to get down the field. They'll make mistakes. My concern is Bijan was top 10 in the league last year and forced missed tackles. He did a good job of it last week. Avante Maddox, not a great tackler. Darius Slay, not a great tackler. Zach Bond, a lot of tackles last week, but also missed a lot of tackles. They have to tackle well tonight to keep this Falcons offense in check.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Boy, Ike really hit the high note on the hot dog in the first read today. Mark in Monco.
That's true.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, what's next?
Imagine being in a foxhole with Spike, and it's been a whole summer of him asking if you and everyone else are foxhole guys, and then as soon as one single bullet is fired, he tells you he's nervous. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a good point.
I never said I was a foxhole guy. I need foxhole guys there with me.
That's why he's recruiting.
Yeah, I need the protection.
Yeah.
I'm a coward. What's next?
Anytime you want to go out and light some deer up, let me know, Spike. Fletch in South Jersey.
You and Fletch.
Just going out to do a little deer hunting.
Yeah.
Shooting deer.
Some blood on the grass.
I thought that was Carson for a minute on Nixon.
Well, that's why they were so close.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
Carson just kills hundreds of birds
right
at once, if you remember correctly. What's next?
Mr. Trotter, we are confirming that the payment cleared from Ike Reese. Ike's bank.
Yes. Trying to say I paid Trotter to finally admit that I had nothing to do with this?
Yeah, he's a liar.
We're not buying it.
Yeah, not buying it at all. I'm going to further investigate. We're going to get as many players who are involved in that to blame you as possible. What's next?
Hit the drop, Buzz!
Ooh,
Nick at the link.
I almost got a 10-incher. Nicky Six.
You playing that for Nick tonight?
The 10-incher one?
Dude, could you imagine?
Comes on, yeah, it's first drop.
Ike, you got a thing to tell us, and then we'll be back to finish up the show. Less than a minute.
Alrighty, it's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Now, Mark's is the official sponsor of the afternoon WIP Fantasy League out for the show, and they want your help on the design of this year's championship ring. Here's what you got to do. Go to 94wip.com/marks and select the Marks Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. And also find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring. Let Marks Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Now, we are lucky enough to be joined by one Hugh Douglas.
Hubert!
I'm sorry, Danny.
My mic ain't on.
I didn't warn
there
you.
That's on me. What up, Hugh?
Donovan Chespak.
What's up, man? I just came over to make Jack a little uncomfortable. You know, when I sat next to Jack, you know, I was kind of close.
It's
Jack,
nice, yeah, nice and tight.
Jack doesn't like close contact. He doesn't like close proximity stuff.
No.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, but we're all good. You're plant-based you.
He's handling it well.
Did you hear Ike taking shots at you in the first
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. What did he say?
Just basically
that you're soft.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Because I'm practical.
No, because you're nervous today.
I'm not nervous. Ike,
Yes, sir.
You know just as well as I do because I heard you today. You packaged it differently, but you said the same thing that I said.
What did I say?
You basically was talking about how, you know, you got to roll the coverage now if you don't want to let Devontae Smith beat you.
Yeah.
That's basically what I said.
I didn't say anything.
On the streets, no, they're talking about.
No, you know what? You're right, Ike. You didn't. I got defensive. Anything. I got defensive. I ran into that because Spike, that's what Spike does,
yeah,
man.
That's what he does.
He does that. I'm sorry. I let Spike. I played right into it.
Puppet master right
there. Yeah, I played.
Once again, Spike managing everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Give me what I need.
No. But it's one of those things, man. Like I said, I was watching all the games yesterday, and I was like, when it came through, I kind of put my phone down because I didn't want to believe it to be true. But then when I saw it, the wheels started to turn, and it's like it's we can still win this game. I don't think that's the case. That's not what I was saying, but it is cause for concern. Because if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, I'm going to make Jalen throw the football because he has a propensity, allegedly. like serious, allegedly. One game sampling size, he has a propensity to put the ball in harm's way.
So I heard you say this today, and I agree. But can we all take a step back and wonder what it means that Hugh thinks the Falcons' best plan is to make Jalen throw the ball? Like, that does say something, not you, Hugh, but in general.
Yes.
If that's their plan, that says something about how they view Jalen. Because teams don't go into games saying, let's make Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar or Burrow. So if the plan for tonight is to stop Saquon, that's interesting.
But you know what? I will say this. Going into a game, you're right, but going into a game against Patrick Mahomes, it's more like kind of like pick your poison. You know what I mean? Because you're going to – like, he could beat you either way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can give Pacheco the rock or you can give – you can make him throw it. So it's more like, okay, you pick your poison. Which one do you think you have a better chance of defending? And the only reason I said it like that was because, like I said, if I'm watching film in a small sampling size of Jalen in that first game, there was at least six picks that could have been had. Two he threw, if I'm not mistaken, two he threw, right?
Yep.
He threw two, but he put the ball in harm's way four other times. So I'm playing the odds, the numbers game at that point. Your number one receiver is not out there. Devontae Smith is a good number one. I heard you guys talking about the fact that he could play anywhere. But if I know that this is primarily a passing team, I'm taking away the run. And the way you said it, Ike, it made more sense as far as, you know, playing the zone and committing that guy to the box instead of committing it to him. Because A.J. is a good corner. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But I was just saying that to make sure he doesn't catch the rock, I would have double-teamed.
Yep.
And let my defensive line, because they hunted last week. That defensive line for the Falcons last week kept them in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's –
oh, they got a good defense.
No, it's one of those things, man. It's like if I know that my quarterback, or our quarterback, I should say, might put the ball in harm's way, then I'm going to make him throw it every chance I get. I'm not going to let Saquon get off. I'm going to make him throw the ball. Pause. I'm going to make him throw the ball.
Yep.
I've been hanging around y'all too long.
Yeah, well,
you're on the right show for that.
As long as you're pausing yourself. Now, we have 2 minutes left. Do we want to judge what Elliot is wearing?
I knew this was.
Elliot got his school clothes.
I will gladly talk about it. Like, what's the issue with that?
I don't know.
What's the issue with that?
You look great.
You look good to me, man.
There's not an issue.
No, I know what y'all do this. He's making a push for the inside of the year.
Yeah.
No, Spike's whole issue is it's a light suit.
No, no,
and
no.
It's September.
Not just
that's the issue.
Not just like it looks like it's a linen light suit.
Well, I got news for you. It's going to be almost 80 degrees tonight. I didn't want to sweat in a big suit.
Low 70.
It's not. It's like 71.
It's definitely cooler than I thought, but when you plan to wear something this late in the game, I can't switch it up because now it's windy.
No, because you laid that outfit out last week.
Yeah, I was excited.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, dog, listen, don't let them get on you like that, because I know somebody else at this table that likes to lay their outfits out too the night before. I ain't got to say no name, but somebody else at this table likes to keep their outfits crisp every day.
Right.
It is me.
And it's not me.
Hey, I know a cat that ironed his shorts.
Got to iron everything.
I actually do iron my shorts.
I ain't saying nobody's name. I'm just saying. I know somebody. I know somebody.
Mike's taking tonight. Stay
crispy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stay crispy.
I didn't have any problem. I'm just saying it's just a little late in the season.
I agree. I agree it's late in the season.
And the pants are just are riding a little low, I think, for suit pants.
You
got some booty pants?
All right.
Man,
easy over there.
All right.
Taiwan starting Thursday, by the way, Rob Townsend.
Oh, great.
Who cares?
All right. So Nick Foles joins the Eagles pregame show tonight at 7:20. Coming up next, Eagles pregame show, Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, Howard Eskin, Ruben Frank. Dave Spadaro, et cetera, et cetera. Go Birds!